The 12th annual California Artisan Cheese Festival is making a big change this year, moving from Petaluma to Santa Rosa. The tickets for 3 days of cheese went on sale New Year's Day, and curd nerds everywhere are in a frenzy to get their tickets. Joining us on the KSRO live line is Judy Groverman Walker. Judy is the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Festival. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Michelle.
So what was behind the big move to Santa Rosa?
Well, there was a couple things. One, we were maxing out our location in Petaluma. We were in a tent in the parking lot at the Basin Street, at the Turning Basin. Mm-hmm. And the second real reason for moving was there are now apartments being built where our tent is usually set up. So we kind of lost our location. Mm-hmm. But the move to the fairgrounds is a great one for us, as it allows us to grow and expand the festival.
Yes, and it's very exciting, at least for me, because I live in Santa Rosa and now it's closer to me, so that's great. Some of the tickets for the festival are nearly sold out. What are those hard-to-get tickets?
Well, the hard-to-get tickets are the farm tours. So we have artisan tours and farm tours where you go out and meet the cheesemakers. You go out on the farm, you see the animals, you see them making cheese, you sample cheese. And then we also have other stops. So there might be a winery or a brewery or a cider maker involved in the stop. So you kind of get a whole glimpse of the behind the scenes, the agriculture part of the cheese festival.
And those go really quick.
They go really quick. One of the tours is very, very close to selling out. Mm. Some of the other tours are over halfway sold out. They aren't large tours. So, people scramble and get those tours quickly.
Yeah, it's a really kind of intimate experience, right? You get to be behind the scenes. You get to maybe visit places that aren't normally open to the public and then have that much of a more sort of special experience because you're doing that cheese tasting and maybe wine tasting or beer or cider or something like that as well. So,
right. And some of those even have some educational components.
Oh, cool.
So a couple of the tours start and there is a panel discussion and some sampling before you even get on the bus and take the tour.
Very cool. The festival is a benefit for local nonprofits. What are those organizations and how much money have you been able to raise?
Well, we've raised over $100,000 in our 12 years of or our 11 years of having the festival, and we have five beneficiaries. The beneficiaries are the Petaluma High School FFA program, the Redwood Empire Food Bank, the Sonoma Land Trust, Marin Ag Land Trust, and the California Artisan Cheese Guild.
Wow. So really sort of essential organizations, including feeding people here in Sonoma County and beyond with the food bank, but really those organizations that would impact the future of cheese here in Sonoma County.
That's correct. And actually bigger than Sonoma County because we are the California Artisan Cheese Festival. So we do pull cheesemakers from all over the area, and our support helps, save ag land in Marin as well as in Sonoma County.
The Cheese Festival, of course, has been growing year after year and now going to be in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. How big is it as a tourist draw? Does it bring a lot of tourism dollars here?
Yes. So we do a lot of outreach because there is hardly any other festivals like this in the United States. There's a couple other smaller cheese festivals, but ours is pretty unique. So we do reach out nationally, and we see that about 80% of our ticket purchasers online come from outside of Sonoma County.
Wow, that's pretty significant. Well, it looks like it's going to be a fantastic festival. The tickets are on sale right now. How do you get the tickets?
If you go to artisancheesefestival.com, pretty easy, artisancheesefestival.com, you can purchase your tickets, plus there'll be more information there about the 3 days of fun in March.
Okay, great. And it's not just the tours, there's other things involved as well in the 3 days?
Right. So the Friday is the only day that we do tours, and that's March 23rd. Mm-hmm. We also have what we call our Best Bite, and this year we're including our first responders as our judges of the Best Bite, but that's going to be Best Bites from cheesemakers, Best Bites from restaurants, and Best Bites from cheesemongers, so that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. On the Saturday, we have seminars, and then Saturday night, we have a cheese and cocktails, little short two-hour fun. And then on Sunday, we wind up with a brunch, cheesy brunch, and Marketplace, which is very popular.
Wow. And I could see Daniel already. He's like, where are my tickets? He went last year and he's really ready to go again. So we'll have to see what we can do for Daniel. But for everybody else, we'll just head to the website. It's very easy to buy those tickets and to really sort of customize your experience at the 12th annual California Artisan Cheese Festival at artisancheesefestival.com. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thanks, Michelle.
Judy Groverman-Walker, she is the executive director of the California Artisan Cheese Festival.